Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Ariana Grande will be among the performers who will pay tribute to Aretha Franklin at her funeral on Friday. You know, Franklin's rep, Gwendolyn Quinn, says that Aretha met Ariana when the two performed at the White House in 2014 for then-President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama as part of the Women of Soul concert. Well, Franklin enjoyed meeting Ariana at that time, and her family was so moved by Ariana's performance, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, after Franklin's August 16 death. Ariana actually performed the song with the Roots on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Other performers and speakers will include former President Bill Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and Smokey Robinson. Now, the funeral is all taking place at the Greater Grace Temple Church in Detroit. It was the church that her father started many, many years ago. Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, Chaka Khan, Ronald Isley, Yolanda Adams, Shirley Caesar, the Clark Sisters, and Marvin Sapp are among the 19 artists scheduled to perform at the family and friends only service. In the meantime, Aretha continues to give fans what they want. Thousands have viewed her body, which is laid out in state at the African American Museum in Detroit, where Aretha is sitting more or less with her legs crossed in some red high heels and a gown. Next clothing change will happen tomorrow, and the final wardrobe change will be for the private service, where Aretha Franklin will be laid out in a golden gown for her burial. Let me tell you something. Only Detroit morticians could pull this off. And E.J. Johnson says he will not adhere to the pressure to share emotional social media posts about his late friend, Lyric McHenry. Quote, "I'm going to make this clear to everybody. There will be no mourning post because I am not going to reduce a 25-year friendship to a one Instagram post." Well, I don't blame you on that at all, E.J. Unfortunately, Lyric was found dead on a sidewalk in the Bronx earlier this month. She was also pregnant. Local police are now hunting for a man who might have been the last to see her alive. The unidentified male was spotted on surveillance video walking near the scene where she was found. Now, you can hear my exclusive podcast with Lyric's father, movie producer Doug McHenry, and Lyric's sister, Maya, who was with her the night she went missing, right here at AURN.com. And by the way, Lyric's body is being flown home to California today. I will keep you updated. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.